America's most prominent Cuban exile organization is in turmoil. Leaders of the Cuban American National Foundation say the group should begin to show more flexibility toward Fidel Castro in order to stay relevant. But many members of the foundation oppose a change in their uncompromising anti-Castro stance. Nearly two dozen board members resigned last week in protest. NPR's Philip Davis reports from Miami.
In years past, members of the Cuban American National Foundation were often among the first and fiercest of those who wanted to block artists from Cuba from performing in Miami. That opposition last year dashed Miami's hopes of hosting the high-profile Latin Grammy Awards. The show invariably features several Cuban musicians. So it was a bit of a surprise that among the city leaders trying to woo the awards to Miami this year was the president of the Cuban American National Foundation. At the Latin Grammy's glitzy nomination ceremony here a few weeks ago, Recording Academy of America President Michael Green said foundation head Jorge Mas Santos was one of the reasons the show was coming to Miami.
He also has been an amazing calming force in terms of making sure that all of the politics that are attendant to anything that happens in South Florida from time to time have been taken care of.
Mas Santos assured the Recording Academy's members that the city's Cuban-American population would welcome any musician who was invited to play at the Latin Grammys.
This is a wonderful event for Miami. Make no mistake about it, let it be clear that this is a community which grasps and embraces freedom of expression.
But now, just a month later, Mas Santos finds his leadership under attack. Last week, more than 20 members of the foundation's 170-member board gathered at the posh Biltmore Hotel to relay this message, read by board member Luis Zuniga.
The democratic principles for which we struggle cannot be compromised and are more important than any organization. It is for this reason that we resign from the current Cuban American National Foundation.
One of the group's highest profile members, Ninoska Perez, actually resigned several weeks ago. Perez was for years the foundation's influential spokeswoman. She now hits her former employer for cutting funds for radio transmissions to Cuba and for aiding Cuban dissidents. At the Biltmore Hotel event, she implied that many board members who didn't like the organization's new direction had been cut out of the loop on decisions like the Latin Grammys.
It wasn't about whether some directors were in favor of the Grammys or not. It was the fact that many of us thought that the foundation had no business inviting the Grammys to come to Miami. But on top of that, all these directors that were here found out through the paper.
Foundation President Mas Santos dismisses those charges. He says the group is more inclusive and democratic than ever.
We're bringing younger members, people who want to get involved, who want to get engaged. With that comes a different message, a moderate message, a message which I think is important to show the world the reality of who we are as Cuban exiles. All we want for Cuba is what many of the people around the world today enjoy, which is freedom under a democratic system.
University of Miami Cuba expert Max Castro says the group made changes because it recognized that its hardline stances on Cuban performers and keeping Elian Gonzalez in the U.S. had alienated large swaths of the American public. But he adds the changes come at some cost.
I think that they have lost a lot of the support of what I would call the more fundamentalist, traditionalist, orthodox folks. I think that they may be able to make up some of that with the Cuban yuppies, or yucas as they're called, and I don't think they can be counted out yet.
No one knows if a more moderate stance will do anything more to bring democracy to Cuba than did the old hardline rhetoric. As for the government of Cuba, a spokesman at the Cuban Interest Section in Washington, D.C. wouldn't comment on tape, but he said the changes in what he called one of Cuba's most implacable foes were mere window dressing. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.